life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life engineering starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. You are listening. You're right. You are listening to Life Engineering. Gabriella is right here with me, and I get to share this journey with her. I want to start out by saying this, and then we're going to just let Gabriella have it. I was talking with somebody, Gabriella, and we were talking about software, just to be clear, not coaching, but software. And that is program development. And, you know, following your steps, and you're going to recap for us. I got to this part for today's show. What is a pilot and why is it so important to create one when working towards your vision?
Perfect. Well, I'm really excited to be talking about this today. We're going to get very practical. So just to recap, the pilot is the third component of the process of engineering our lives, right? We started with a vision, what we want to create. Then the second component was the design. And now we're talking about the third one, the pilot. And to be honest, we want a pilot to be kind with our minds. We are working with our brain when we are designing a pilot, and we're going to get why is that. Yeah. So what is a pilot? Very practically speaking, is a proof of concept, right? The idea is to run a test of your product, your course, your project, by launching a first version of it, right? In order to gather information, learn what works, what doesn't work, and mainly build the confidence in yourself and soothe your mind. So kind of create a minimum product to launch and then gather the feedback to make it better.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
It makes sense. It's even beyond making sense. Okay. It's beyond making sense. Because while we're talking about a wide range of things, I want to be very clear. I spent a 24 and a half year career in a company that many people don't understand were filled with engineers. It starts with Bell Labs and then it went to Bell Corp. So every software that is fundamental in every phone system, whether people are like, I got a hard wire or so, came from these people. And they would have never, ever imagined launching cell phone software without a pilot. But yet we do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for my engineering training because it truly allowed me to transition into this new profession of coaching and teaching coaches much more smoothly and easily by applying those concepts. As you said, they wouldn't dare launching without a pilot. I think launching a pilot is extremely important. It's probably one of the most important steps. And you see, people fail to start or launch an idea, a program, a project, a course, out of fear that it won't be good enough, right? That it won't work. And apart from that, if you were trying to make your product perfect to begin with before you launch it, it would literally be impossible to do that. Because the knowledge to make it better is not in our mind. It's in real time. It's in putting it to the practice and gathering the feedback when it's real time. But there's a second reason why you want to create a pilot as part of your vision. So before we talk about the second vision, I would really love to share a recent story to emphasize the impact that a pilot has. Let's do that. So I'm going to share with you a story from one of our coaches, okay? You know, at the Academy, apart from the life coaching certification, we have a mentorship program. And this is for certified coaches who want to upscale their coaching business. So during this program, the coaches create and launch their signature coaching program. Now, one of the coaches had created a beautiful coaching program to help women in her industry grow their businesses. Now, When I say this is a mentorship program, okay, I mean it. We actually correct all their work. We correct all their programs and the content and every aspect, the messaging, every aspect of it. So when I say that this program was great, okay, I know it was. In the monthly, when the when the mentorship ended in the monthly support groups, I ask her, right? Ask her, have you launched your program? And she told me that she wasn't sure, and she wasn't sure if her program will deliver the results her clients are signing up for. Basically, she was doubting herself, right? She lacked the confidence. She said, what if it doesn't work? So what I suggested to her is, I said, you know what? I'm not going to tell you it's going to work. I'm not going to convince you that way. It's not going to do it with your mind. Let's run a pilot and see.
I love that.
Right? I said, here, you will interview two potential participants for your program. You'll make sure they're the right fit and fully committed, right? We want to succeed in the pilot, so we want to set ourselves up for success. And then, if they are the right people, you offer them to enroll on full scholarship. In other words, free. Okay? You won't believe what happened, or maybe you do. You know where this is going. She
you
did.
Know, I tell you where it's not going. Where it's not going is launching something that where you didn't really figure out whether it's going to work or not. But please tell us where it went. Tell us.
So she launched her program and two things happened. Her clients are getting extraordinary results. In fact, one of them, she shared with me, one of them got 10 new clients after implementing what she was learning.
Oh, my goodness.
But secondly, the coach started to get so excited about when she was seeing the results in the participants, she says, this is so much fun. I can't wait to offer this to other people and start selling this, really. And you know, she basically proved to herself that her work is impactful, that she's good at it. She built the confidence, which led to the motivation and the excitement to get into action and create massive impact.
Yeah. See, can we take a moment? Because we don't hear enough about what happens when we launch things like a program. Let's just call it a program. And we skip this step. Now, I love this happy ending, but I love both the practical, the engineering, and the emotional energy from it, because that's the way you want to feel, right? So whenever I hear somebody wanting to skip this step, I'm going to send them to this episode. I know they think about time and they think about money. I'm having a conversation with a client right now about a software app. And I'm telling you, it's hard for somebody like us to see what the rabbit hole is that you will go down if you don't do this step, even after all that hard work and money you spent before on the other steps, right?
You actually end up saving time and money when you launch a pilot. You're likely to launch faster because it's only normal for our mind to question, is it good? Will people like it? Is it good enough? Will it help other people? Am I good at this? Right? So it's new. It only makes sense that we will have those questions. When there's novelty, we will always have that doubt. So the pilot is a great way to calm the mind and to calm all that resistance by minimizing the potential risk. And that's why you're going to be saving money, because you're actually minimizing the potential risk. Because let me tell you, whether we're looking at a coach launching their program or we're looking at a line of production of a Pentium 4, which was my last job as an engineer in the photography department of Pentium 4 production. Wow. If you go all the way to the line just to check if this is good and it's not, you have wasted, your yield is very low, and you have wasted too much money running on the unknown. Yeah. So when you run a pilot and you let people know it's a pilot, let's say if you're launching a course, we're going to come back to our world today, you let people know in advance it's a pilot, so people will have less expectations, will be more forgiving. So your brain will also be more forgiving, and you will be minimizing potential this, that coming out there and say, oh, I'm so experienced in this, and, you know, I've done this so many times, and then people will have those expectations. No, be real. Tell people this is a pilot and it's the first time you're doing it. Therefore, you are either doing it on for free or you are doing it at a lower price because you're going to be learning with them. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. One of the things I like to ask you about is the following. And I'm not sure what the human dynamic of this is, but I know you're going to be able to help me out with this, Gabriella. There are programs that we absolutely would never think of not putting in a pilot test. For example, down the street, I got Boeing, you know, Boeing, the air, right? Boeing, they would never, ever think of putting a plane like on the live runway without pilot test after pilot test, right? But when it comes to something like this and coaching, if there was a message I wanted to give everybody out there, and you're developing, and we have some great people listening to this, this is one of these things. If you think you're going to skip this set this year, call Gabriella right now, because it doesn't matter if it is a Boeing jet. When it comes to your brand, your vision, your mission, your purpose, it is your jet plane. It is that important to you. And I just finished a report that talked about why apps fail, the number of failures. And I don't use that word often, but we need to think about what we're doing in the world of human potential and coaching, because we do have to get it right. Do you know anybody that wants to actually, quote, fail in their coaching practice?
You know, you're talking about failure, and I have to tell you, I don't think people get to that stage that they launch something that is not good enough. I think that the biggest problem when I look at the coaching world, and I'm not talking in the production and Boeing, I'm talking in the coaching world, is that people don't launch at all.
Yes.
The failure here is not that the program wasn't good enough. It's that they actually not launch at all.
Yeah, so, there's a term. It's called failure to launch.
Yes, exactly. There you go. So the pilot phase is a revolutionary step, because if you omit it, you are creating unnecessarily delay. You might not dare to move forward towards your dreams. You might procrastinate. And just because you will stay in that questioning, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough? Will it impact? Will it bring value to people? So rather than trying to answer those questions on your own, when it's pretty much impossible, put it out there. Put it out there in a forgiving way, that it's a win-win, and test it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we get into how we do this?
Yes, please.
Let's do that. So let's go over the steps. The first step is obviously to have a program or a project you want to launch. And then number one is decide when. Put on a date. The moment you put on a date, your subconscious mind is going to make it happen. You are going to do what it takes to come. You have committed. So you'll show up, basically. So decide on a date to run the pilot. And the second step is who. If you need people to test on, make sure that you invite the right people. Who are you going to test it with, right? Otherwise, you won't get accurate feedback. So it's not about saying, okay, I'm running a program, so anybody who wants to be in the program, you actually want to interview these people and make sure that they are your ideal client. They are the perfect fit. And they're as committed as if they would be paying three times more. Because if you're testing on the wrong people, it won't be accurate feedback. And then, of course, you might think that the program is not good enough when in fact the people were not committed. So that's very, very important. Okay. Interview each participant. And the third step is, of course, to communicate. Let people know that it's a pilot. There's nothing wrong with that. Every new course that I launched, the first course was a pilot. And I told in the community, I said to the participants that we're charging less because we're in pilot mode. In fact, when I launched the life coaching certification, okay, we're going many years ago, I ran three different cohorts on pilot mode, on lower tuition, right? So let people know, communicate, and make them be aware that you are open for feedback, because that's the fourth step, right?
Yeah.
When the pilot is over, gather feedback from the participants, preferably one-on-one conversations, not a form, okay? Yeah. Asking what was great, what can be improved, what transpired throughout the program, how did they start, how did they end, what happened, what kind of transformation they went through. So that's very important, right?
It's extremely important. I mean, you know, there are some concepts like what we did for one of our concepts we're launching. We even did focus groups on the idea. You know, we ran a focus group on the idea, and the input we got was great on it. What we needed to say differently. And so what you're talking about is so invaluable. And there are so many people that have so many great ideas, but you're also telling them how to do it now. So these are the steps, right?
Exactly. So feedback is crucial, right? That way you can move to the fifth step, which is correct. Adjust, course correct, make the necessary changes in your product according to the feedback that you received. And you're also going to see which parts are you really passionate about teaching or coaching, and which parts didn't resonate with you so much. Because in the beginning, we kind of put the pieces there that we think they should be there. And then we start saying, you know what? I don't want to be talking about this anymore. It doesn't light me up. So that is also important. It's for you, the feedback for you, and the feedback how to better your program.
I'm finally after 20 years outside of originally crust busting, which I loved. I talked about it ad nausea. And then, of course, the show. I've really looked towards what is going to be my next thing that I get excited about. I got it last week.
When
I got it, it just came to me. But I'm smart enough to know that before I even go anywhere, I'm going to set up a consulting call with you. And we're going to talk about it, because you know, I need to know, is what I'm saying, does it make sense? You know, it's a little different when you hear me talk about my version of positivity and negativity. It's really different. But I realized last week that that's the way I felt about it, and I gave it a name. But I'm not willing to come out into the world and talk about it. Now, clearly, we've branded AI for the soul. We're going to trademark it, but we ran many focus groups on it. How important is it, if I could go back to one thing you just said, how important is it when the selection of the people that are going to give you the feedback? Do you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we don't do that. A lot of times what we do is say, here's my free thing. It's a pilot. The first 10 people that sign up, yay, right?
No.
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 She's like, no.
No, yeah, no, no. I mean, you want to invite these people for a call with you. You know, you care about your project, right? And your project has to be the perfect fit for your ideal client. Same as we actually speak with every life coach candidate or aspiring coach to make sure that what we teach is the right fit for them, and they're the right fit for our community, right?
Yeah.
Because that's part of the success. Right? The idea is the way that I define my ideal client or the ideal coach is somebody that wants, if I look at the coaching program, somebody who wants to become a coach, but wants to become a coach. So wants what I have to offer, but they want the solution in the way that I deliver it. So they want a program that has the philosophy that we teach and that they can afford to invest in terms of time they're committed and in terms of tuition.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to make sure that the people you bring and you invite into your pilot are looking for the solution that you provide in the way that you provide, right? That your approach is the right fit for them. And they're willing to invest, even if it's for free, invest their time, right? And their commitment in doing the work, because most coaching programs have some homework or work behind the scenes. So that is very important. They're looking for what you have it in the way that you deliver it, mm-hmm. not just whether it's online or in person. I'm talking about the philosophy that you solve that problem and that they have the resources to commit in terms of resources, financial, but also time and mental resources to commit.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what you're saying is there's a benefit in it for you. And, you know, clearly we're talking about a before you go live program. There are many other testing and feedback mechanisms we've already talked about in previous shows, you know, things you want to make sure are kind of solid before you even get to this point. But I want to go back to something else you said, because it's like super important. Let's talk about the feedback gathering process. Some programs require you to take feedback after a certain stage, like don't go through the whole thing, especially if it's like a 3-month thing. Let's say mm-hmm. it's that. You don't ever want to wait to the end. But I want to ask you one specific question. There's an indicator. And there are some people that will give you a 5-star rating. But then you look and you find they're not really using the tool. So don't you have to really look at, yes, this is feedback, but I got this great rating and this person literally did 1 out of 10 of the tools.
Absolutely. Probably I skipped to mention that because in our particular case at the Academy, we offer the coaches continuous education and continuous mentoring and coaching twice a month. As part of the program, it's free of charge. We don't charge for that. So we are in touch with our coaches and we know what's going on in their lives. We know what they're doing. They send us message, they update. But absolutely, you want to gather feedback perhaps in the middle of the program, if it's a longer program towards the end, because that's a learning phase, right? And then you want to gather feedback when it became real life. What did you do with it? So you can always let people know in advance that they are in this program. But you're going to also be contacting them if you are not in touch. We are in touch, but if you're not, you're going to be contacting them within, let's say, 3 months, 6 months, and a year, just to see where they are. And that is valuable information for you as well, because it allows you to see which pieces you might want to add to your program to make sure that, you know, people succeed. And also for your own marketing, if you gather such important information and you can show people real case studies of how people are succeeding after they completed your program, that will do it the work itself for you to sell that program, right?
Yeah. I want to get to something here. I know we only have a few minutes left, but I want to talk about feedback and a course correction. Not all feedback is a quick, easy course correction. It's one of the toughest decisions to make when you get to that point. You're either going to make the course corrections and evaluate the feedback and pick out the things that really are important, or you're going to make an adjustment in the course. I mean, this is a big decision point. This idea, I got the feedback, hello, now what? Isn't this really important, this decision-making now? What am I going to do?
So I think that when you are passionate about what you do, it doesn't take much to realize that if you receive feedback of how to do better, how to improve your craft, there's no way you won't implement it because you are passionate. It's like your baby. You are passionate about it. So all you need is that just to receive that feedback to make it better. Improving your craft is part of your commitment to yourself in your mission and also part of your commitment to the service that you provide. And when you are in that level of commitment, you create results because you are creating that container to receive the blessing. And, you know, last night I was working with that mentorship program that I was mentioning previously. And I told them, you know, this is a line that actually came from last night's call. I said to them, the biggest source of inspiration is when ordinary people create extraordinary results. Let's just say that because I had goosebumps when that came out. I said, the biggest source of inspiration is when we hear ordinary people create extraordinary results. And I told them, be that source of inspiration. Dare to pilot. Because once you pilot, you will not want to stop. That will build so much motivation, excitement, drive inside you. You will say, I want more. So don't bother having all of this before you pilot. Just pilot and wait, because the pilot will create so much magic. It will, that level of confidence and clarity on the service you provide, that powerful clarity is a driving force.
Yeah.
And it's what your soul is waiting to feel in order to continue and be serving more. So be that source of inspiration. Be that ordinary person that is creating extraordinary results and inspire other people with that.
Yeah. Look, we talked about a lot, but again, I got to get back to how do people find out about you? You talked about the academy. I think it's important we tell people how they can find out more about some of the things we've talked about the academy in general.
Well, coachingacademy.net, specifically, they can go into the page Life Coaching. We actually launched a new page this week. So we have a life coaching program starting in April 27. We are seeing our coaches have breakthroughs is what make us tick. So we can wait to witness your breakthroughs. If this is your dream to help people create momentum and live better, happier, with more fulfillment, we have an amazing program to help you realize that dream.
Yeah. And you know, where we are now in the world, just a kind of a footnote on that is so many people are looking for help, and especially coaching help. There's so many people now that have come out of the past 3 years and are really self-exploration, looking at this, leaving jobs they've been at, looking at a different pathway, what their hearts are calling them to do. And it's so important for them to know that what you're talking about is a possible pathway for them.
Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. Give out your website one more time, if you would.
Coachingacademy.net.
Gabriela, thank you so much for everything. What are we going to talk about next?
Ooh, next, we're going to talk about the implementation and course correction. Getting there.
Flipping that switch, everybody. That's it. You know, you can put the light bulb in, but if you don't flip the switch, it's just a light bulb. Thank
you. Like you said, the door is there. Take on the opportunity. Wasn't that your line? I loved it.
The door is there. Just walk through.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Gabriela. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of you out there. This is very important. This is a conversation you all told us in our surveys you wanted to hear more of. These are the solutions. Gabriela has committed her entire life to this. The Academy is amazing. Please check it out. Pass it on to somebody you know that is hungry, hungry to enact their passion. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriela Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriela at CoachingAcademy.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.